This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Officials with Pacific Gas and Electric and the Hoopa Valley Tribe issued a reminder to residents today that a scheduled power outage will happen this upcoming Tuesday morning. Officials scheduled a planned outage in order for crews to safely replace electrical equipment on power lines from Hoopa to Soames Bar to improve electric reliability. This comes after a tree fell on a transmission line on May 26th that knocked out power for 2,200 customers in the Hoopa, Orleans, Soames Bar, and Wichpeck areas. The outage will occur for 2 hours from 5:30 to 7:30 in the morning. The LabSpire program is a statewide program that aims to address the shortage of qualified public health laboratory directors in California, and the program committed $5,000 in funding to assist candidates who applied for the program. One of the 11 applicants, Jeremy Corrigan, the manager of the Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services Public Health Laboratory, was accepted into the program. Corrigan will start the program in August and will be eligible to apply for lab directorship upon completion. Officials at Health and Human Services say that stringent requirements have made it difficult to fill directorships throughout the state. In many cases, lab directors are overseeing two labs, and some are close to retirement. The Arcata Fire Protection District will hold an open house ceremony at the new fire station facility on Central Avenue in McKinleyville tomorrow morning. Residents will be able to tour the station and meet firefighters, medical personnel, and staff, among other activities. The open house will run from 10 o'clock until 3 in the afternoon. Dan Squire has news from local schools.
Eureka City Schools and schools around the county may need to change the start times for the school day next year, but the parents who drop off their kids at Lafayette Elementary will find a new parking lot, a new school bus drop-off point, and a new drop-off area for parents as well. Eureka City Schools will replace the old gravel parking lot with a paved lot, and new landscaping will be done over the current front lawn. That's the first phase of projects scheduled for Lafayette, and the work expected to be completed by the opening of the new school year. Further projects at Lafayette will include a front office space, new nursing office, and a way to close off access to classrooms from the front office area. Other projects are scheduled for Zane Middle School and Eureka High. That includes a possible new gym at Eureka High, as well as a new ag building and the modernization of the music and science buildings.
Thank you, Dan. Work crews with the Humboldt County Department of Public Works will begin testing a new traffic signal at the intersection of Walnut Drive and Fern Street in Cutton starting on Monday. This was originally a 12-year project that was started by former 1st District Supervisor Jimmy Smith, but funding was lost during the recession. Current 1st District Supervisor Rex Bone restarted the project, and the signal plans to be fully operational on June 20th. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Arcata residents are reminded that city crews will be conducting maintenance and repair work on a paved trail between the Southern D Street cul-de-sac and 7th Street starting on Monday. Residents are reminded to follow directions and traffic control devices within the work area, and the path will be closed at both ends while trail work is underway every day next week. Humboldt County Sheriff Billy Hansel was presented on Wednesday with a $140,000 check by PG&E staff to fund a new radio software system for the sheriff's office. The funding became available after the sheriff's office began talks with PG&E staff to seek funding, citing that the current radio system that had been in place since 2001 became antiquated. He broke into journalism at the age of 16 in Humboldt County, and after 57 years as a journalist and spending 37 years as a columnist for the Sacramento Bee, Dan Walters will pen a farewell column on Sunday, the last of his career. In 1960, Walters joined the staff at the Humboldt Times in Eureka as a 16-year-old, and then moved to the Sacramento Union before finally settling in at the paper he is nearly synonymous with, the Sacramento Bee. Walters has written more than 9,000 columns throughout his career. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.